The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the news show. It's the 13th of February, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we've been speculating, well, pretty much for about 2 weeks now, if this thing was actually going to go through. I'm talking about the Mobile World Congress. Yeah, it's officially been canceled. In fact, actually, probably what took so long for it to be canceled is they were going back and forth about a 100 million euro bill for the thing. But ultimately, in the end, with so many companies pulling out, it was probably the thing to do. Now, we all know the cancellation is because of this novel coronavirus going around. And even though there's no cases yet, and hopefully there won't be in Barcelona, they decided to err on the side of caution. On with more mobile news now. Even though we're not going to have the Mobile World Congress this year, Samsung has got some new phones for us. Yes, the new Galaxy lineup is here, and it's full of 5G. This is all part of Samsung's announcement at their press event in San Francisco with their Galaxy S20 lineup. We got three models of the new Galaxy S20 lineup, and as you probably guessed, they're all different prices. Starting off with about $1,000 for the Galaxy S20, with the S20 Plus at about $1,200, and the S20 Ultra for $1,400. Now, both the Galaxy S20 and S20 Plus have 64 megapixel cameras, but the S20 Ultra, as you probably guessed, yep, twice the megapixel at 108 on this phone's camera. Not to mention 8K video capture. The thing that is very interesting to see is they are all 5G ready. Though chances are where you're living right now, you probably don't have 5G connectivity. The S20 and S20 Plus models come in colors such as cloud blue, cloud pink, of course, cosmic gray, cloud blue, and cosmic black. As far as the Ultra goes, though, you've got two choices, cosmic gray or cosmic black. All the phones should be hitting the shelves come March 6th, with pre-orders starting February 21st. And finally, staying with the Galaxy theme, how about a Galaxy Home Mini? Sound familiar? Yeah, it probably would to you, especially if you're a Google fan. In fact, it looks a little Google-ish. We've been hearing about this thing for, about 2 years now. And finally, Samsung says, hey, here it is. The funny thing about this Galaxy Home Mini, it wasn't even announced at the San Francisco event, probably because it's only available currently in South Korea. And it's only available as a bonus when you order the Galaxy S20. Now, as far as what we could tell what the speaker is, well, pretty much what every other home speaker is out there. This is definitely more in line with what Google Home Mini is. But other than that, there isn't much more details about it, probably because it's only available in South Korea to start with. Now, it does look like there could be a chance that the Galaxy Home Mini will make its availability worldwide and will be more than just a promotional product. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. They're the fine people over there giving our web hosting and bandwidth so we can get all of our podcasts out to you. And they do a fantastic job of it, too. If you're looking for some great, reliable web hosting, go check them out now, tsohost.com. And our official website, check out all of our podcasts and blog over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Have a look and a like over there at our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and join in with our community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.